I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. It's been a little while since I last spoke. I took a little bit of a sabbatical over the summer. We were in the process of getting our house ready to sell, and B, I just needed some time off to sort of refocus and look after myself. I was going through some health issues that I had to go and get sorted out, and I'm still going through these at the moment, but hopefully, you know, we're getting closer to the bottom of solving what it is exactly. So anywho, I apologize for the lack of releases or shows over the summer, but I'm definitely back with a vengeance now. Looking to, you know, get up and running again, with some great guests coming up in the next few weeks and months. And, you know, just talking about what's important in life and getting your feedback on stuff like that. So anywho, like I say, let's get back into it. Today, to ease myself back into the show, I'm just going to have my old faithful, which is my Bomor 12-year-old. And it's such a, I've told you before, it's one of my favorite Islay whiskies. It's really smooth, really not too peaty, not too smoky, unlike a lot of the Islay whiskies that you can have. But it's a nice one to ease back into the show as we approach the fall. So, Slangevar. So there's a couple of things I want to talk about today. It's one thing tied together into two, I guess, if you like. And that's about authenticity and, you know, countering or pushing back against this drive for fakeness and false narratives in the online / digital world that we live in. I'll give you an example. Yesterday on my Facebook page, or I guess last night, Facebook profile, actually. Don't have a page, so there you go. On my Facebook profile, I just posted an update. Today is my kid's photo day at school. So as is, you know, every photo day every year, you have to get them all ready, you know, for their pictures and make them nice and presentable, so to speak. And I was just thinking about this on the commute home from Toronto. So I posted this update on my Facebook profile. And I basically said that tomorrow, which is today now, I'm recording this on a Friday, that's when the photo day is. But yesterday I posted, tomorrow is school photo day for the kids. So, of course, it's bath time, and then tomorrow they get put into their best clothes, their hair gets done all proper, and they're sent out as the best version of them that they can be, with best version in air quotes. And I couldn't help but ask myself, why? You know, why do we do this? Why are we encouraging falseness with school photos that we'd otherwise rail against? I've spoken many times, whether it's on my podcast or on my blog or newsletter or whatever, I've spoken many times about this push for us to deliver a false image of who we are and what our lives are like. That's what, you know, I've questioned, why does Instagram have so many filter options? Same with Facebook when you're uploading. Even Twitter now, I believe, has some, you know, various filter options to get you and your picture in the best light possible. And then also you've got a whole bunch of photo editing software that you can install on your phone. And again, to make the picture you're uploading seem as perfect as it can possibly be. And you look at people on Instagram, they take 40, 50, 60 photographs just for that one perfect image that they can then share and say, hey, I was just on the beach today and I thought I'd share what my view looks like, even though they've been at the beach for the last 10 hours trying to get that one stupid photograph. So anyhow, like I say, why are we encouraging falseness with school photos that we'd otherwise rail against? We call out the falsehood as social media with the fake picture-perfect lives that people want us to believe they live. We also see the damage that does to those fallen to the pressure of pretending to be so many things they're not. And my question was, why do we have a different attitude when it comes to school pictures? Because aren't we just telling our kids that to be accepted, you have to be a false you? Why can't we just let them go in scruffy jeans or ruffled hair? And how they would be at school normally if it wasn't this special day that comes around once a year for the school photographs. And I closed the update with a simple question, call to action, whatever, about if we want to change the narrative on encouraging the damage that faking it till you make it brings, then maybe the school picture day is a good place to start. And after I posted that, a few people commented on it. You know, Ryan Cox, who's one of my online friends that I've known for years now, he said he wanted to tell me to relax, old man, but then he read it a second time and he couldn't disagree. You know, it was valid points that were being made. Julie Pippert, who's another online friend who I'd love to meet because she's a very smart, you know, funny person, and I love her points of view when it comes to the way of the world, etc. And she shared about her own kids. And how the minute she started telling her kids that they had the choices and how to look and dress for school photos, the happier everybody was, less stressed. And she loves these photographs, you know, because the kids are happy in their own skin, their own body, their own clothes, if you like, their own look and feel. And it's natural. It's not something that we're forcing upon them to be someone that they're not, if you like. And it's just, it just seems that we talk a lot about online and how we want to push back against all the fake, you know, lives, the fake approaches to life and all the sort of, you know, the lack of authenticity that we see online as people try to scramble to the top of whatever, you know, imaginary pile they think they're going to be on, whether it comes to getting likes on Instagram, you know, becoming an influencer and getting brands to send them on free trips around the world, all that kind of crap. And the problem is, as my friend and work colleague Sam Fiorella and I discussed on our business podcast a few months back, and I'll leave the link in the show notes to that episode if you want to listen to it, we looked at the effect all this was having on these influencers, on these online influencers, and how so many were calling out for help. You know, their mental health was suffering, their physical health was suffering, they were breaking down, they were, you know, falling into bad habits, they were just overwhelmed at trying to keep up this facade. And yet we're trying to encourage your kids to go that route, if you like, by telling them that, you know, the school picture is only worthwhile if you all look super presentable, super, you know, tidy and clean and inch perfect when it comes to the creases in your pants and all that kind of crap. And it just made me wonder why we do that now when, if it was, say, 10 years later when these kids were teenagers, we'd be saying, or we'd be worrying about them, saying, why are brands and people, you know, taking advantage of these guys to get more clicks and likes for the products, etc. And it reminds me of a post, I think maybe she wrote it on Medium or she was getting interviewed for one of the media publications or something. But Jessica Alba, the actress Jessica Alba, who's now a very successful businesswoman with her, I think it's Honest Product. I think it's her Honest Product that it's called. But anyhow, she's a very successful businesswoman, but she was an actress first and foremost. And she was doing a photo shoot for natural products or natural skincare products, I believe. And it was to show, you know, how you could still be beautiful, if you like, without wearing loads of makeup. And it's more about organic, fresh stuff. But the problem was the photo or the photographer or the agency that was hiring the photographer shoot, etc., they wanted her to slap on a whole bunch of makeup and then get her hair done completely you know, to perfection as if she'd be in a Hollywood movie, get her wardrobe just so, and then put some more makeup on just to get that perfect image. And then after all that would be said and done, then it'd be photoshopped to get that one great picture to show how natural you can look in 5 minutes. And she declined. You know, and fair play, kudos to her. She declined. She says, I can't do that. Why? Why would I spend all that time getting made up professionally by makeup artists with makeup that isn't even the product that I'm trying to or supposed to be selling or promoting? And then you're going to Photoshop the shoot anyway. It's you know, it's BS. I can't do that. So my respect for Jessica Alba went up immensely. My wife would say I already had enough respect because I've got a huge crush on Jessica Alba, but that's a different story. But anywho, after that decision, I really respected her. But it just rammed home the point of why do we make it, you know, so important that we have to live in a world where perfection is seen as the way we want to be, and imperfection, we have to airbrush them out and we have to get rid of them. And we can't allow, you know, plus size models that we can't allow. And here's another thing, sorry to just like diverge a little bit here. I saw a story yesterday where there's a bunch of moms on Instagram at the moment. They've created a hashtag campaign. And again, I'll drop the hashtag in the notes. I can't remember it offhand, but I'll drop it in the show notes so you can check it out. But basically what was happening, these moms have young boys, and maybe the boys will be aged between 5 and 10 years old. And they've all got long hair. So the moms were taking pictures at the beach and etc. So the boys were topless. And Instagram was removing the posts because they believed it was girls, you know, going topless, even though it was young girls, and it was the moms that were posting it. And it showed the moms were appalled at the double standards by saying, Instagram's essentially saying boys cannot have long hair. To which they'd also, I guess, say girls can't have short hair and boys can't wear dresses and girls can't wear pants and all this crap. And it's so frustrating that we're, as adults, we look at the world around us and hopefully we're trying to make it a better place where acceptance for all is, you know, the way we're aiming. And that acceptance goes not just for gender and sexuality, but also, you know, your look and feel, how you dress, how you go to work, where you work, that kind of stuff. And breaking down the barriers and breaking down the old way of doing things. So when I saw that hashtag campaign, it reminded me of the pressure that we're putting onto kids by saying you have to dress this way. Your hair has to be like this. You have to play with pink toys if you're a girl. You have to play with pink and blue toys if you're a boy. And it's crap. You know, we have to get it off this mindset now. We have to allow kids to make their decisions. And yes, we can guide them. That's what we're meant to do as adults and as parents and as teachers. We have to guide them and help them through mistakes. But holy crap, if we don't let them make mistakes in the first place, or if we don't give them the freedom to be the people they want to be and encourage that, then I guarantee you 5 to 10 years down the line, as these young kids become, you know, young teens and then young adults, they will start to have issues. There's a great study out that shows the connection between the pressures we put on kids now and their mental health as they get older. And if we don't turn that corner and stop, you know, putting the false pressure and the idea that you have to be something and fit into this predefined box that society says you have to be part of, if we don't start pushing back on that now, we're going to have another generation of kids that grow into young adults and beyond with serious issues. And that will be on us, you know. So think of what we're doing and just question, like I said, I mean, my wife disagrees. She wants them to be dressed nicely for picture day. And that's a conversation we have internally. But just think of what we are doing now and what example we are setting out to the kids and how that's going to impact them as they move forward. And at the end of the day, does one day a year really matter to make them feel that they have to get dressed up as opposed to being the natural person they are for the other 364 days a year? Because if we start to say you can only be accepted and presentable as this person, then for the remainder of the year, they're going to start wanting to do more false stuff and be less of the real person they are today, which leads to a falser person tomorrow. If that makes sense. Anywho, guys, I kind of preambled a little bit there. I apologize. That is my want, I guess, when I come back and I've got a bunch of stuff to say. As I mentioned, I'm glad to be back. I hope you're, you know, looking forward to the new shows ahead. I've got some great guests lined up and we'll be back this time next week. In the meantime, if you enjoy the show, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app and, you know, recommend it to your friends if you feel that someone that you know would enjoy it. Until the next time, guys, have a great weekend. Be kind to each other and we'll see you next week. Shlán shivar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.